Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. Good morning. Thank you for waiting. Welcome to the conference call of LOG Commercial Properties. We inform that this event is being recorded and translated simultaneously. The participants will be in the listen mode only during the company's presentation. Next, we will begin the Q&A session when further instructions will be supplied. If any participant needs assistance during the conference, please request the help of an operator dialing star zero. Before proceeding, we would like to clarify that any statements made in the conference call concerning the business outlook of the company, forecasts, as well as operating and financial targets, represent the opinions and assumptions of the company's board, which may or may not occur. Investors should understand that political factors, economic condition, and other factors may affect the company's future and lead to results that differ materially from those expressed in such forward-looking statements. Now, I would like to pass the floor to Mr. Sérgio Fischer, LOG CEO, Mr. André Vitória, CFO and Investor Relations Officer, and Mrs. Luciana Zanini, Director of Financial Planning and Investor Relations. Mr. Sérgio, you may proceed.
Good morning. Thank you once again for participating in our conference call for LOG's earnings. Q2 was very good. We trusted the future of the company, and we continue prepared and well-positioned to take advantage of the opportunities with the expansion of e-commerce. Also, we closed the company with the best quarter. Before talking about the results, I would like to talk about our commitment to help our clients and team to go through these difficult times. I would like to also recognize the efforts of our employees. We closed Q1 since the beginning of the pandemic. We took many measures to minimize the risks for the thousands of people who circulate daily in our projects. We hired health technicians, we tripled the cleaning efforts, and we implemented shifts in the restaurants and educational campaigns for our clients and outsourced parties. Also, we suspended meetings outside the company and trips, and we implemented strict isolation measures. We will continue alert and in a disciplined way, also heeding all the recommendations of the authorities. In terms of business, our undertakings continue open. We are part of the supply chain of essential sectors of the economy, such as food distribution, pharmaceutical products, and cleaning products. We have an executive committee to take care of tenants' requests on a case by case. We accepted some requests to defer payments from tenants and some discounts. This diminished as the months went by. Until now, we have had very little delinquency, and this shows the great portfolio we have and our exposure, which is pulverized many sectors. We have the lowest net delinquency in the last 12 months since Q3 2019, which shows that our strategy is correct. We continue working. We built many partnerships, and this has helped us in our conversation and results. We have promising expectations for the future. We see the Brazilian market as lacking projects, Class A projects, and many going from obsolete projects to Class A, flight to quality. Also, the isolation increased e-commerce simultaneously in all the regions of Brazil, increasing the search for logistics space in many cities where we have Class A assets. There are estimates for the acceleration of the natural evolution of e-commerce in 3 or 4 years because of the pandemic. In Brazil, we have half of the volume in the U.S. and three times less than in China for e-commerce. We believe that the change in habit is profound and significant, and part of this transition will remain as a legacy after the pandemic. Publications suggest that one-fourth of the Brazilian population bought via the internet for the first time, and this shows that it doubled since 2019. and this especially in beverages and food. Large operators have positioned themselves to take care of their clients with more quality, and they have tried to reduce the last mile. All of them with our business model. We calculated more than a third of the Brazilians is less than 150 kilometers from our projects. We are in 11 states, and many of them with quality with good quality. We believe in the demand towards flight to quality, and this will boost our business in the next few years. We launched at the end of 2019 the plan All for One to add 1 million square meters to our portfolio. For this, we proposed to buy 700,000 meters of plots of land. Of these, 312,000 square meters of land were already bought until the closing of Q2 20. And thus, through our intelligence, we defined our expansion based on our client bases, which minimizes risks. Our growth thus has a virtuous cycle. We had a very strong semester with a record rentals at LOG. We signed 231,000 square meters in total, and thus we continue on with a strong, and we have rented 95.5% of our space. We delivered 28,600 square meters, 98% already rented. We began two new projects, one a new contract with a potential of 44,000 square meters, and this in Betim and Belo Horizonte in the state of Minas Gerais. This is the first project of sheds, and it is a quality project. Before introducing our new CFO, Andre, I would like to say that we trust in our quality projects, modular sheds, and also with an excellent portfolio of clients. Thank you, Sergio. It's a great pleasure to be part of the team for LOG. We will continue producing many good things. As we showed during the last quarters, our performance indicators continue solid. We have 13% growth. We have 13% growth in operational revenue, net revenue, and we had 13.7% growth in adjusted EBIT in relation to the same quarter last year. And also we had an increase of almost 42% of FFO adjusted year over year with 23 million reais. The combination between cost of funding at historical lows and a return yield of 12% have given us record spreads. Our management model is very competitive. We saw this in our relationship policy with clients and the result of actions during the pandemic. For example, the net delinquency in the last 12 months closed the quarter at 0.57%, the lowest since September 2019. And the rent collection in July is at 100%, including the deferred rentals that matured this month. So all these impacts had a limited impact on cash without any negative effects expected in the next quarter. More than 80% of these deferred payments given have to do with April, May, and June. And we see only a reduction of 18% in receivables. They will be amortized in the second semester. We have a potential for accelerated growth. We have a forecast of accelerated growth. We have a net debt of only 135.7 million reais. We're always alert to the market for new opportunities to lengthen the profile of our debt. We continue looking at interest rates in order to have more free cash for investments. We evaluate also opportunities to recycle capital by investments funds through F2 LGCP 11, which worked very well in the first issuance. The fund has an approved capital of 1 billion reais. We continue to offer the same experience of a diversified portfolio, maintaining the control over the assets. The rhythm will be determined by market opportunities and the demand for capital in our expansion plan. Now I would like to pass the floor to Luciana, and she will comment our participation in the stock market. Good morning. In relation to the stock market, in our stock market, we had a positive recovery after a period of volatility, which began in March, especially in terms of liquidity. We reached 14.6 million in ATTV30. Another point is that our share dispersion in the free float is interesting. We have 53% foreigners and 47% Brazilians. Brazilians, 39%, represent more than 23.8 thousand individuals, or 18.4% of our free float is represented by individuals. So we close our presentation, and now we will go on to the Q&A session. Thank you very much to all. Thank you. We would like to begin the Q&A session. If you have a question, please dial *1. Our first question comes from Enrico Trotta, Itaú BBA. Please, Mr. Enrico, you may proceed. Good morning, Sergio, André, Luciana. Thank you for the call. Two quick questions. The first, the deferred rentals. So these payments of rentals, were they deferred to the second semester? Do you see any trend to have an increase in delinquency of these rentals? You said that until now, everyone has paid. Is there a risk of delinquency in the second semester? Also explain what type of lessees or tenants do you have? Do you have a specific segment? Are they in a specific segment? Also in the second question, we see an acceleration in retailers looking for logistics projects. Is this concentrated in the southeast of Brazil, or do you see demand in other regions of Brazil where you have sheds? Please explain this. Thank you. Please wait for the answer from the speaker. In a few instants, the speaker will be answering the question. Okay, sorry, we had a technical problem. Okay, the two questions. First, deferred payments. Actually, it's the opposite. What we did, just a second, we're adjusting the sound. We received more than 70%. We had some cases of discounts, for example, apparel. There was a concentration in apparel. We had to negotiate with them. Other sectors did very well. And food and beverage was good. Well, we don't see any increase in delinquency in the future. We have a good client basis. The deferred payments were already made, they were already collected. So we don't see delinquency in the future. Now, concerning e-commerce, the greatest demand we had was outside the southeast of Brazil. We are close to consumption centers. E-commerce has grown a lot. Some statistics say that it doubled, e-commerce doubled during the pandemic. And we have seen demand on a national scale very strong in the northeast of Brazil too, and south and southeast too, a lot of demand. So we've seen an increase not only in the southeast, but on a national scale, all over the country, we've seen increase in demand. Thank you, Sergio. Our next question comes from Andre Mazini, Citibank. Mr. Andre, please, you may proceed.
Good morning, Sergio, Andre, Luciana. Thank you for the call. First question on rentals and vacancy. Total vacancy dropped, and we see here stabilization. Now, you rented 120,000 square meters. You delivered 61,000 meters. I imagine that you had some churn. So you delivered 61. So some people, some tenants left. Who left? Who is leaving? Who is joining? Probably e-commerce, right? That's my first question. And the second question on contracts. You say that average contract is 93 months, almost 8 years. So if you could tell us the built-to-suit and modular sheds. For example, do you review these contracts or is it the same contract during the whole term? Thank you for the question. You are right. We had a lot of churn, but not because of the pandemic. This is a normal churn. People changing 10%. We see this as a positive effect. So we have new entrants. The good news is that we're being to rent. We are told 120 days before, and we are being able to rent the spaces before the previous tenant leaves. Now, concerning new entrants, what we closed this semester, 70% to three sectors: e-commerce, pharmaceutical, and transportation companies. So, and in the other sectors, the same. Now, concerning contracts, all contracts have the right to be reviewed. They can be reviewed. For example, we have a lot of proximity with our clients. We have a good relationship. We always understand their needs. And we review terms during the contract. Churn is typical. Now, concerning the time, modular sheds, on average, they are for 4 or 5 years, the contracts, modular. Thank you, Sergio. And the reviews every 3 years, contract reviews every 3 years. But we never had a review in our history. We never had. So some clients require expansion. So these are the case. The relationship is very good.
We talk to clients on a daily basis. 70% was, we had these cases of deferred rental payments during the pandemic. But legally, they have the right to review the contract every 3 years. Thank you. Reminding you to ask questions, please dial asterisk 1. Our next question comes from Pedro Achnon, Bradesco BBI. Mr. Pedro, you may proceed.
Good morning. Congratulations for the result. First of all, in relation to your portfolio, in this semester we saw an increase in occupation from e-commerce companies, 11% right now. What are your expectations in terms of growth? How much do you believe e-commerce can represent in the next few years? And the second question, concerning projects, new projects, you see an increase in demands for sheds. Can you accelerate construction? Also, those which are being built, do you have any projects to be delivered this year? Are they rented already? Okay, Pedro, Sergio, let me begin with the second question. Our schedule was not affected, the construction. We delivered 20,000 square meters. We 98% is rented. We have two new projects, construction projects, which should be delivered in Q4. And they are already rented. So we have a project that was to be delivered next year. We're trying to deliver this year. The another is in Minas Gerais, which will be delivered in Q4, and 70% is already rented. Now, concerning acceleration of the construction projects, normally we have projects and construction in these areas. What we see, demand is going up. So the projects that we're beginning in Q3. We are accelerating, yes. This is due to the demand in all sectors, including e-commerce. Now, your question about the percentage of e-commerce. 11% is for clients that do only e-commerce, but almost 40% includes operators that have e-commerce operations. They are not 100% dedicated, but they have e-commerce transactions. And the trend, we believe that now we're going to 25% in e-commerce. We believe we might reach 40% of rentals for e-commerce. Thank you. Our next question comes from webcast, Thiago Lucchesi. Good morning. I would like to know what could be the impact of the new tax on your earnings, LOG's earnings, the new tax. Thiago Andre, thank you for the question. So after they delivered this law project to Congress, we understand that since we are part
As middle persons in the chain, we should be affected, but not a material effect. Also, according to our studies, service companies and some of our suppliers may be affected with the new tax. We will continue monitoring the reforms in Congress. They are not approved yet. To have a more concrete idea of this impact. So we will wait for the time being. Reminding you to ask questions, please dial asterisk one. Since there are no more questions, we would like to conclude the Q&A session. I would like to pass the floor to Mr. Sérgio, Mr. André, and Mrs. Luciana for their final comments. Well, thank you very much for participating. These are our final comments. First, the growth. We're very happy with the growth. We began two new projects. So in 2021, we will have a lot of deliveries in our portfolio, new projects. Together with this, the record spread that we have had, so close to cost of funding is very low. So we have a record spread. And with this, I would like to talk about the investment fund. We did the IPO in December. We're studying to really have this growth. We're analyzing it. Soon we should announce new movements. Thank you very much and have a good day.